The morning ritual is sponsored by Recess Mood. One healthier alternative to alcohol after a stressful day is Recess Mood. So Recess Mood is a sparkling water, and it's infused with functional ingredients like magnesium and stress-balancing adaptogens. So you can relax without the alcohol or the hangover. Podcast listeners get 15% off the Recess Mood Sampler Pack at takearecess.com/TMR. Recess Mood is made with real fruit, and it comes in 4 delicious flavors like strawberry rose and raspberry lemon. With only 20 calories and no added sugar, it's a guilt-free way to unwind. You deserve a healthier way to unwind. Head to takearecess.com/TMR and get 15% off Recess Mood, your go-to alcohol replacement. Welcome to the Morning Ritual Podcast, meditations and conversations to set the tone for your day. I'm your host, Lily Balch. If you're a regular to the podcast, you already know that in some episodes, I just guide you through a meditation. And in other episodes, I share with you a conversation that I've had with someone who is inspiring to me. But today is a bit different. Today, it's just you and me. I'm doing a solo episode upon request. So no meditation, no guest. I just want to take this opportunity to kind of reintroduce the morning ritual and reintroduce myself. I'll share what ritual means to me and why I believe daily ritual is so important. And I'll offer you support today as we transition from summer to fall, a season of letting go, moving forward, refocusing and realigning. I'll share with you some tips to help you refocus and recenter. And yeah, this is episode 1 of the Morning Ritual's 9th season. So you longtime listeners, thank you for sticking around, and you newcomers, welcome. This is a great place to begin. So here we are in the middle of September, and I am so ready for fall. I adore summer, right? Summer's the best. But I am absolutely craving my routine again. I spent a couple weeks traveling, and then right when I got home, my partner and I broke up, I moved into a new apartment, and right after all that, I hosted a yoga retreat in the English countryside. So there's been a whole lot of change, discomfort, moving around. Needless to say, I'm ready to refocus. I'm ready to get back onto my morning rituals. And this season, late summer, early fall time of the year, is actually such a great time to refocus and reestablish our routine. So if you, like me, lost your routine this summer and you're ready to get back on it, this is a great time of year to do so. So anyways, I want to back it up a bit and reintroduce the morning ritual. I started this podcast at the onset of the pandemic. Pre-pandemic, I was touring all over the world as a contemporary dancer, and during the times that I was home in New York, I was rushing around teaching yoga and meditation all across New York City. And when the pandemic hit, I, of course, lost all my work as a dancer. No more performance, no more traveling. And I really saw a need in my own life and in the lives of others to share more of this meditation and yoga stuff. And my desire for all the work that I do is to help you find more space and more time in your daily life, right? Modern day living is so fast-paced, and it's way too easy to get caught in the overwhelm and the busyness of life. And when we're caught in that overwhelm, we just operate on autopilot, and we inevitably kind of ignore how we feel. We ignore our deep heart desires, and we just push through. But at the end of the day, that just takes us away from ourselves. It takes us away from the present moment, away from our own sense of aliveness and vitality and joy and peace and all the things that we're rushing after and searching for in the hustle and bustle of life. But I know this firsthand. When you just create a little bit of space and a little bit of time to slow down and turn inwards and realize that all that you're seeking, connection, joy, peace, a sense of wholeness, a feeling of enoughness. When you slow down and look inwards, you realize it's already there. And I know that might sound so cliche, but I promise you it's the truth. And in that slowing down, in the pausing and taking time away from the day-to-day hustle and bustle to show up for yourself, you can then get really intentional and choose, how would I like this day to go? What do I need today? Right? Every day we're met with a new set of desires, a new set of needs, a new set of challenges, a new set of adventures. And through small daily actions, we can stay present to that. We can align ourselves with how we want to live. And that is exactly what ritual is to me. And that is exactly the inspiration behind the morning ritual. To share really easy, short, accessible, yet powerful practices to do just that. To live in alignment and with intention. It's my belief that self-care, it's not a luxury. Self-care is a priority. And anyone, anywhere can practice, and you can practice in really teeny tiny ways every single day. And like I said before, this shift from summer to fall is such a powerful time to get back on your routine and use these little rituals to realign with what we want. It's a season of letting go of the old and coming back to a sense of balance in our lives. Right? We're right in between the bright, bright summer and the dark winter. Balance. Summer's all about blossoming, vibrancy. If we look at nature, we can see the flowers and the trees are in full bloom. The days are longer. We tend to loosen up on our routines during summer. We're socializing more, traveling more. We have more of an external focus versus the inward reflection. While fall represents the theme of change and renewal, it serves as the seasonal reminder of how important it is to let go of the things that no longer serve us. Right? Think of a tree, how a tree is just shedding its leaves, creating space for the new. So maybe there's something that comes up right in your mind right now, like, oh, that's something I'm ready to let go of. A belief that you have about yourself that's just not true and it's just not serving you. Maybe it's a relationship you've been holding on to and you gotta let it go. A habit. Is there a habit that's just not serving you that you can release? And so in line with that sense of releasing and letting go, this is also a really nice time to refocus, right? That back to school energy of kind of refocusing, realigning with what we want. And so I have a few tips, just three little tips to help you refocus this season. And first and foremost, we always want to start with self-compassion. So dropping the judgment. You may have fallen off your routines this summer. You may have let loose. How human of you. So first, bring in that kindness, bring in that understanding, that humanness, and drop the judgment. That's not going to serve you here. Secondly, get inspired. Read a book or an article, listen to a podcast, talk to a friend. Basically, get out of your own head and get inspired. Something to remind yourself what it is that you want, what it is that you value. Right? Get inspired by people that are living a life that you admire. And then from there, that third little tip, turn inwards and reflect. Whether that's meditation, or journaling, or a walk in nature, you can take some time to reflect on one tiny thing you can do to support yourself today. One small action to realign and refocus to move in the direction that you want to go in. This season, once again, it promotes moving forward, letting go and moving forward. So getting clear on what you want to let go of and getting clear on what you want to move forward. So I actually created a little PDF for you, which includes a few of my favorite fall rituals, practices that I've been really leaning on lately, and they've helped me immensely. And one of those practices is to do exactly what I was just talking about, and it's called Towards and Away. And basically, you'll get a piece of paper out. You'll draw two columns, towards and away. And in the towards column, you'll write down everything you want to be moving towards. And then in the away column, everything that you want to move away from, letting go. And you can, you know, it doesn't have to be perfect. This is just an exercise to explore. Okay, what do I want more of? What do I want less of? And so that's just one of the fall rituals. I think I have four more on there. So you can find that PDF in the show notes below. You can download it and yeah, let me know how those practices go for you. And final little announcement here. I'm going to be hosting a totally free four-part series called Into the Body starting next Wednesday, September 27th. We'll spend 15 minutes on theory and then we'll have 15 minutes to practice. And it's all about how to use mindfulness to get out of your head and back into your body. So registration for that is also in the show notes below. And if you can't make the sessions live, you'll just get a recording right afterwards. So you can do it on your own time. But I am really looking forward to this series and hopefully seeing you there. And before we close off this episode, I invite you right now to take a deep breath and ask yourself, what do I need right now? What do I need today? Is it acceptance? More focus? Perhaps a moment of softening? Whatever it is, it's only for you to know and for you to honor. And from that desire, from that need, you might form a little intention for yourself. It could be in the form of a question like, may I soften? May I focus? Or it could be in the present tense. I soften, or I am focused. And as you repeat your intention a few times silently in your mind, keep taking those deeper breaths. And that's all it is. That's all intention is. It's pausing, it's looking in, getting real with yourself, asking yourself what you want, claiming what you want. Simple, simple. Okay. Well, we'll close off the episode the way that we always do, with a full breath in, a long breath out, and have a lovely day. Once again, if you haven't subscribed to the morning ritual, be sure to hit the subscribe button. Go on and download the PDF for some fall rituals, and I hope to see you in our free webinar next Wednesday. All right, lovelies, have a great day.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen. On sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save-